Tom Shields of the Lansing-based Marketing Resource Group and Dennis Denno of East Lansing's Denno Research. We'll get to our experts here in just a minute after I update you on the Eaton County Sheriff's race. About 100 votes, 98 votes to be exact, separates leader Democrat Tom Reich from Republican Fred McPhail, 12,042 to 11,944. 98 vote difference. That's 25 of 52 precincts reporting. Democrat Scott Rigglesworth of the East Lansing Police Department appears to have won the right to succeed his father, Gene, as the Ingham County Sheriff. He says one problem that needs addressing is the recent problems the department's had with preserving evidence in criminal cases.
I don't think that it's going to be fixed probably before the end of the year, so that's something myself is probably going to have to work on itself. And continuing to build the trust in the community for the sheriff's office and local law enforcement.
Rigglesworth holds a 60-40% margin over Republican Eric Trajanowicz with about half of the county's vote tallied. I think actually since that was written, that margin, more of the county's vote has been tallied. We'll update a couple of congressional races here in Michigan. John Molinar, the Republican from Midland, has won re-election to a second term in the U.S. House. Republican Justin Amash of Michigan, a fourth term in the 3rd District. Fred Upton goes back for a 16th term in Congress. Tom Shields, Dennis Denno, there seemed to be a consensus off mic a few minutes ago that the road to the White House leads through Arizona. Explain what you mean, Dennis.
Sure. I mean, right now I'm looking at Hillary Clinton's numbers, and assuming she wins Minnesota, Michigan, Colorado, Washington, Pennsylvania, and that's an assumption, she's at 255 electoral votes. She needs to pick up Nevada, which would give her 6 more, and then that would put her at 261. And to get to the magic number of 270, she would need Arizona, which she's currently losing, and that Arizona victory for her would put her at 272. Not exactly the position she and other Democrats thought she'd be in at this time.
No, not especially since she's down in both Nevada and Arizona at this point in time. That's going to be a tough road for her to the White House. You know, there's other ways to do it. I mean, she could lose Nevada if she won both New Hampshire and Maine and get the 6 delegates out of that. But it all comes down to Arizona at this point in time, especially if everything else holds the way it's going. Trump picks up Iowa, but Clinton picks up Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Then it comes down to Arizona or bust for Hillary Clinton.
At last check, Republican incumbent Tom Barrett held a pretty commanding lead over Democratic challenger Teresa Abbott. We hope to update that race here with a little bit more finality here coming up before too much longer. We also had a chance, WKAR reporters had a chance to visit with the reelected Democratic incumbent from the 69th State House District, Sam Singh, just a little bit ago. Here's what he had to say.
You know, we've had a good, successful 4 years in the State House fighting for education, the environment, and the economy, and that'll be my agenda for my last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
What is the number one thing people should know that you're going to push for?
Well, it's what I've been pushing for the last 4 years, which is a strong energy policy. Right now we're debating, actually when we get back for the lame duck, whether or not we have stronger renewable energy, more energy efficiency within our state laws, and that's something I've been a champion for and I will continue to be. And my hope is that we might be able to resolve some of those issues actually in the next 4 to 5 weeks before the end of the session.
Democrat Sam Singh going back to the State House to represent the 69th District, which includes East Lansing, of course. Dennis Denno and Tom Shields have agreed to stick around a little bit longer. We're grateful for that. We'll keep an eye on all of these races and update you again in about 20 minutes. Hope you can stay close. It's 90.5 WKAR live election coverage. I'm Mark Bayshore.